Gals, gals, settle down. Come to attention, please. May I have your attention? Hello, it is snippet time. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Women Over 40, where we elevate our mindset and trade hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I'm juicy, juicy, juicy. Oh my goodness, if you're new here, you're probably really worried at this moment. Kind of got the juicy January brain going on this month. Juicy January is our version of dry January. Here in Snippetland, we do not do dry. I've never understood that. Alcohol dries you out, so when you put it down, wouldn't you get juicier? But we are in the middle of the most powerful alcohol-free challenge for women over 40 that's out there on planet Earth. And I say that with total confidence. I know there's nothing else like this out there for you. And so I'm glad that you found your way here. For those of you who don't know, Juicy January is an annual event here in Snippetland. And we're right at about one third of the way through the month. Is it too late to join us? Oh my goodness, never, never too late to join us. And for those of you who might want to get in the current, the link is in the show notes, and at the end of this snippet, I'm going to explain why it's not too late. But first, today I'm going to talk to you about my story, because I've had several requests. Now, don't worry, not my whole life story, not the whole story, a particular aspect of my story that women are curious about, and why not? Why shouldn't they be curious? I have talked about this before, but hey, come on, there are almost 600 snippets out there, so you could miss a thing or two, right? So today I'm going to talk about how I got sober specifically. That's what women are curious about. Well, how did you do it, Becca? And that's exactly what I'm going to share with you today. But before I do that, I want to slow down and make sure I welcome the new gals. If this is your first snippet ever, my dear, welcome home. We keep the home fires burning here for all women over 40 who are struggling with alcohol. This is where everything is made specifically for you. I'm talking about women 40 plus, 50 plus, 60 plus, 70 plus, and yes, 80 plus. And who knows, I might even get my first 90-year-old on board. Never know, it could happen. And who knows, we could be even going beyond the 80s. This space, this ecosystem, Snippetland, is made solely and specifically for you by someone who knows exactly what your journey is all about, because I've lived it. So I'm glad you're here. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, there are almost 600 snippets out there. If you didn't know that, I want to point out that at any time, you could have yourself a nice, healthy binge on snippets. You could spend the weekend binging on snippets. You can take them on a walk while you're doing housework, while you're driving. Once you've had a few snippets in a row and done yourself a nice little binge, what happens is you get a general idea of why Snippetland's different, why it's geared specifically to you and made specially for you. You may enjoy a snippet or two, but once you've had several, I'd say it probably takes a good 10 snippets to really get the approach that we're taking here, because I want you to know something. It's different than any other approach out there. This is not the same stuff you're going to find anywhere else. I am not going to teach you what alcohol does to your body. All you got to do is read a book, or you could go ask ChatGPT. Not only that, my dear, but knowing what alcohol does to your body will not stop you from drinking. It just won't do it. Great to know. Hey, information's great, right? But it's not going to stop you from drinking. It never has, and it never will. I'm also not going to tell you exactly and precisely how you should do your journey, because we are the same, only different. That's how I like to say it around here. We're the same, only different. We're the same because there are certain aspects of the struggle with alcohol that are just predictable as hell. In fact, boring and monotonous. I can tell you exactly what you're experiencing. There's nothing special about it. But you, my dear, are a unique human being. And that's what makes it different. So all that by way of saying, hey, if you're a woman over 40 and you're struggling with alcohol, this is where you belong. And I'm so glad you found us. Okay, gals, as I mentioned, I'm doing Juicy January right now. And so the question has come up, how did you get sober, Becca? You know, what did you do? Well, the thing is, I created things like Juicy January, the snippets, my Perspectives 8-week coaching program and course, and all the other goodies I offer here in Snippetland. I created all of them as a reaction or a response, if you will, to not being able to find the help I needed when I needed it. I was 52 years old. My life was literally falling apart. So was my health, my mental health, my physical health, my heart, my relationship, everything, my career. And then you go looking. You're like, I need help. I need help. Well, and I couldn't find it. It wasn't there. Oh, don't get me wrong. I had a lot of advice. Hey, I'm smart enough to go ask a doctor or a counselor. In fact, I've had many a DNA counselors. And they all pointed me at the end of the day in a couple of different directions. One, of course, the 12-step program. I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind. Why wouldn't they? That's valid. I'm not going to say that the 12-step program is of no value. I would never say that. Listen, anything that can survive almost 100 years, they're doing something right. And there are other programs similar to the 12-step program that I was pointed towards. As I said, I had my share of drug and alcohol counselors, one of whom I went and got really drunk with and ended up in bed together. That was fun in my mid-30s. That's another story for another snippet. There was another time I was sent to a little group program in a community center in our own little town, and on and on and on. But that was about the extent of it. Now, you got to remember, this is 2018, and total disclosure here, gals, I got my first cell phone in 2020. I know, don't fall off your chair, but I was resisting. At that time, I thought, I don't care what the world does, I'm not getting one of those stupid cell phones. I'm just not doing it. Boy, the laugh's on me, isn't it? But the point is that I couldn't just Google it. I certainly couldn't chat GPT it. And I couldn't go on social media for it. That was it. So I asked my doctor, I looked in the book, I asked my counselor, and really, that was about it. You can go to do a 12-step or some sort of group like that, or get yourself a counselor. I mean, what else was there? I'm fully aware there are now more programs out there than there were then, but I'm here to tell you, and I know this for a fact, none of them are like what I do here. None of them are geared just for us, professional women over 40 who want to make this the single most important, exciting, rewarding chapter of their lives. So yes, I serve any woman over 40 who's struggling. But the fact of the matter is that I energetically attract women who care a great deal about not living in mediocrity, not staying stuck in their comfort zone, and are not willing to just dwindle away the rest of their years trying to get by. The women that come into my world either show up motivated for more or become motivated for more by hanging around the Snippetland ecosystem. So that's one of the things that'll happen to you if you go have yourself a little binge. You'll get more and more excited about your life, my dear. That's right, more excited about your life. Alcohol drains us. It ages us before our time, where at the end of it all we do, all we want is just, please God, let me stop drinking. That's all I care about. Just if I could just not be a slave to the alcohol anymore, I'm happy. That's all I want. That's all I wanted. That's all we want. But guess what, gals? Here in Snippetland, that's not what we do. That's just the first step. That's the first couple of days. That's just the first step, and we get through that step quite quickly in about the first month. But then what? I want you to know this. Putting down the alcohol is not the same as a true, joyous, alcohol-free life. It is not the same as emotional sobriety or emotional maturity or emotional growth. It is not the same as growing a happy, healthy life, relationships, career, retirement, whatever stage you're at in life. Putting down the bottle will get you none of those things. None of them. Oh, sure, your health will improve a little, but that's it. Nothing else will change in your world except that. And that, my dear, was not good enough for me. And it's not good enough for you. And that's why I teach women not how to not drink. Oh, my goodness, we can learn that anywhere. I teach women how to make this the single most amazing, empowering, exciting chapter of their lives. Because we are worth nothing but the best. Nothing but the best for us. And why? My dears, because we're humans, and I include in this every human on earth, but I specifically am concerned about you. But I honestly believe that all of us are worthy, regardless of what we've done, we are worthy of happiness, joy, freedom, a connection to something greater than ourselves. We are all spirit at the core, and nothing is too good for us. Absolutely nothing is too good for us. And so if I believe that's important for everyone, I certainly want it for you. Now, to get back to where I started with all this, alcohol takes that desire away from us. I mean, that is really what gets to me. Women come to me, they're exhausted, they're fearful, they failed so many times. They're just like, oh my God, I just please, let me please. When I say I'm not going to drink, let me not drink. And that's all I wanted. My goal is to light a fire inside of you so that you want a hell of a lot more than that, my dear, because you are worth more than that. Not only that, but you were put on this earth for more than that. We were not put here to live in mediocrity, to hang out in a rut just surviving. There will be no surviving in Snippetland, gals. In Snippetland, we thrive. Wow, that was a good one. I'm going to remember that one, and it's going to become one of our mottos. We do not survive in Snippetland. We thrive. I love it when those things pop up automatically. So, yes, I know. I remember. I haven't forgotten. I was going to tell you my story. So there I was, 2018, 15 years a college professor, binge drinking like a crazy person, very, very exhausted, and just desperate to quit drinking and forget about it. If anybody would have said to me, why don't you get all excited and make this the best chapter of your life, Becca, and do something with your life, I would have smacked them. I'm here to tell you. All I wanted and all that mattered and all that I cared about was please get this alcohol out of my life. And that's valid. That is valid when we've been battling it so long. In 2018, I was 52 and I'd been trying to get alcohol out of my life all of my adult life, all of it, since I was a teenager. And I know that many of you have had the same struggle. So I'm not asking you right now to be doing cartwheels and handstands because you're going to give up drinking. I understand that it's the most important thing in your world right now, but I just want you to know, just put this on the back burner, babe. If you do this properly, you will wake up in the not distant future and go, damn it, I want this to be the best chapter of my life. I'm worth it. That's what the snippets are here for. The snippets are not here about alcohol. We are not here to teach you how to quit drinking. I'm here. And I'll say it one more time. How many times have I said it in this snippet so far? We are here. I am here to help you make this the best chapter of your life, bar nothing. Okay, so my story. Let me stay focused. I can do this. I really can. So in the fall of 2018, I had been binging. The binging was getting worse and worse and worse, which is exactly what alcohol does. By the way, if you have an alcohol problem, it will get progressively worse. It just will over time. Get worse. You may not notice it at first, but suddenly you're going to wake up one day and go, "What? When did I start? When did this happen? I used to drink Friday, Saturday. Now it's Thursday, Friday." However it manifests for you, it gets worse over time. And for me, it had gotten to the point of the absurd. I still wasn't drinking at work, but I was so sick at work. It was insane. I went home one weekend, cracked open my bottle, went into a blackout, and came out of it 8 days later. Yes, I said 8 days. Now, I'm not going to focus on that part of the story. Frankly, I didn't know that that was even possible, but that's what happened to me. I now believe it was God saying, Becca, if you're not going to find a way to do this, I'm going to knock it right out of you. And I was knocked out, quote unquote, by alcohol, quote unquote, God, for 8 days solid, which means I missed a week of work. And when I came out of that blackout, I had two choices, lose my job or get the hell off alcohol. Find a way to do this. So I ended up on sick leave. I ended up in the hospital for a little while, and then I was on sick leave for 4 months and came back home and restarted my life. But the question becomes, how did you quit drinking? Well, the first 4 months, gals, I couldn't drink. First of all, I was off in the hospital for, you can't drink in the hospital, right? And second of all, I wanted to keep my career really bad. I love my job. I have a beautiful, beautiful career in a rural college in an amazing part of the country. And my family relied on me for my, it's my career. I'm not going to give it up. And there it was staring me in the face. You got two choices. This is HR. saying to me, you have two choices. Go and get this fixed or don't come back. Well, that's a good motivator, isn't it? So off I went. But here's the thing. When I came back after those 4 months, ready for this? I drank again because I didn't have the support I needed. Yes, I stayed sober for those first 4 months, but I wasn't at home. I was off sort of, quote, locked up, not literally, but I was in a hospital and then in a treatment center. It's easy to not drink when you're not around your usual triggers and when you're surrounded by people who are trying to help you. But then when I got home and back to my so-called normal life, there it all was, staring me in the face. And of course, the doctor had said, now, when you get home, I want you to go into those meetings. You make sure you go to those meetings, and we've got a counselor for you. So you go to that counselor, and that'll keep you going. So I did. I was determined, and I was obedient, which is kind of rare for me, if you want the truth. And I went. And I went to the meetings, and I went to the meetings, and I went to the meetings, and I went, 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 and I went to those meetings. And I talked to my counselor, and I talked to my, you get the picture, right? And I couldn't stop drinking. Another year passed, and no, it wasn't as bad. That's for damn sure. But I was still sneaking little drinks here and there. It was starting up again. I could see it happening. It was starting to happen again. Where was I to turn? Well, my dears, one of the things I did was pray a lot. I can tell you that much. What really ended up saving me was connection to other women like me. And I didn't look for it, and I didn't know that's what I needed, but that was what came into my life at that time. Yeah, I was going to those meetings, and there were a couple of women my age who came out of those meetings, grabbed a hold of me, took me out for coffee. We went for walks, and they started talking to me. And that was the beginning of the end for me. I spent a lot of time growing relationships with 3 or 4 specific women that I had met at some of those meetings and hearing their stories and realizing that I wasn't bad, that I wasn't unworthy, that I wasn't full of shame. Mainly learning that I wasn't the only one helped me so much that I somehow, over in the next year and a half, managed to quit drinking entirely. It did not happen all at once for me. It was incredibly difficult. But my dears, at that point, I was so desperate and so determined that I just kept talking to them. If I didn't have 4, I would have probably worn out my welcome with one of them. But I just kept cycling around them, circling through them, asking for help, talking to them, coming back. I grew tired of the meetings, I will admit it. And I'm not going to go specifically into why. I have no objection to those meetings. They work, as I said. If it works for you, my dear, do it. That's what I say here in Snippet Land. Find the path that works for you, grab onto that sucker and ride it all the way to success. And so somehow I found myself 2 years later, not only sober, but feeling pretty damn good. And that's when I started getting mad. And by then I had a cell phone. And I realized there were other options out there in the social media type of world. And there were other things out there. And I started looking. I'm like, oh, I didn't know this was here. And I didn't know that was there. And I found Quitlet. Didn't know about Quitlet. Didn't know about any of that stuff. So I did some more exploring. Still, none of it was for me. None of it was geared at me, a professional 40-plus woman with this background that was beyond my comprehension to sit in a meeting with people and try to share my story when I couldn't relate to any of those people. So it never existed. And that is why, my dears, Snippet Land exists. It's why Perspectives exists. Perspectives is my pathway to success. It's a journey I take women through to emotional sobriety. And I've been building that pathway for the last 5 years. I have 7 years of sobriety. 5 of them I've been building for you because I got mad. I really did. I could not believe that here on planet Earth, and hey, it's a small enough world in this day and age. If it was there, I would have found it. It wasn't there. And now it is. Now it's here. And that, my dears, in a nutshell, and one of the longest snippets I've ever done, is how I got sober. It was too long. It was too hard. Not the snippet, the journey. The journey should not have taken that long. It should not have been that lonely. It should not have been that frustrating. But somehow I made it through, and I know it was not just me. I had help from somewhere else, let me tell you. And it got me to where I needed to be so that I could turn around and say, damn it, there are others like me out there who don't have what they need. I'm going to build it. Because that's what I'm like. I'm pretty bullheaded. And so I started building Snippet Land. And all I can say is it snowballed and snowballed and snowballed. And here we are today, you hearing my voice, 600 snippets, women coming into my world, changing their lives, sending me love. I send love back. And my dear, I'm so glad you're hearing my voice right now. If you've been struggling and you're wondering what to do next, here is what you do next. Come deeper into snippet land. It is not easy for me to help you make this the best chapter of your life from here. The women who do that have to come in deeper. I got to know you. I got to know your name. And I got to be able to help you. And that is why I created Perspectives. It's an 8-week course combined with a weekly group coaching program that literally changes women's lives and helps them make this the best chapter of their lives. Today, I'm going to make this super simple. I want you to email me at Becca@BeccaJacobson.com. Becca@BeccaJacobson.com. And simply say, Becca, send me your letters. The Sober Living letters come direct to your inbox every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Those are the days we're not publishing the snippets. And I don't send out junk, gals. I send out juicy, helpful emails. When something from me lands in your inbox, you're excited to open it. Trust me, I know, because women can't help hitting reply just to let me know. And we have none left to waste. So let's get started on this project of making this the best chapter of your life. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.